Hello, and welcome to the Ready List podcast. My name is Sue Merry. I'm an Alexander Technique teacher and a founder member of Educare Small School, the home of the Ready List. An Educare school is here in Kingston upon Thames, near to London, and that's where I am at the moment recording this introduction. Actually, I'm out in the woods, and that's pretty much how this podcast's going to go, generally. A lot of the time I will be out walking in nature. So there will be background noise, there'll be all sorts of things going on, and it's not going to be a bells and whistles podcast. It's all going to be a little bit rough and ready. I'm going to do a limited amount of editing, and hopefully it'll just feel like you're having a conversation with me. Albeit a conversation in which you aren't able to say anything, but we've all probably got friends like that anyway. So the Ready List podcast is going to really be dealing with embodied emotional intelligence, which, as I'm saying that, I realise is a little bit of a tautology, because the only way we're knowing that we have emotions is through the way we're feeling. So really, emotions can't be anything other than embodied. But never mind, it's quite a nice little phrase. And hopefully it gives you the idea that this is going to be a fairly practical podcast a lot of the time, where I'm going to teach you or encourage you to try a few techniques that will hopefully make your experience of being human more towards the pleasant end of the spectrum than the unpleasant end. And they're fairly simple techniques. The Ready List is based on the Alexander Technique, and it's a way that I use when I teach children. And that's really where it comes from, actually, because when we're trained as Alexander teachers, we're really trained to work with adults, both in the process of a lesson and also in the language that we use. And of course, a lot of those things are just really not suitable for children around 3 or 4 years old, or even up to about the age of 11, I would say, and especially not children and those age type of age groups who are in a group. So, you know, maybe you're teaching 10 or more, or when I started out, it was something like 35 4-year-olds in one group. You can't teach them in the same way that you can teach an adult in a one-to-one lesson situation. So I had to kind of come up with a different way of doing things, but without losing any of the value of the work. Hopefully I've done that. I've been working now at Educare Small School for a very long time. We opened in 1997, and I'd already been at that point doing this work for a few years. I started in 94 in a local primary school, and the work evolves all the time, one of the things that's really come out from this work is using what we call the Ready List. One of the children at the school gave it that name. It's not completely original. I think Walter Carrington, one of the first generation Alexander Technique teachers who trained with Alexander himself, first came up with something very similar. But I've refined it to make it even simpler and very child-friendly. Then discovered, of course, that actually this also is really helpful to adults. And especially our emphasis now in Educare is very much on mental health and well-being. And this format of the Ready List really helps with that, really feeds into that. Along with something that I call the A team, which again is not original, far from it, but I think put in this format is like my spin on it. And these two things together seem to be a great way of, as I said, giving you a slightly more pleasant rather than unpleasant experience of being a human being. So it's not a podcast about fixing, healing, changing, improving you, because I want you to start to understand that at the level of who you are, you're pretty much perfect and you're here in your human body having your human experience, and that's the perfect experience for you. Sometimes involved in that experience is a bit of discomfort, and I'm going to give you some strategies for allowing that discomfort to pass through you more swiftly, and also in doing that, making it more and more unlikely that your life will be dominated by unpleasant, agitated feelings. So the reason I'm using this weird language will become apparent if you can bear to listen to any more of these podcasts. So the format of the podcast as I see it at the moment, and this course might evolve and probably will evolve and change, will initially be me talking you through the ready list and the A-team, and encouraging you to practice these and giving you some tips about how to do that. And then we might open things out a little bit more and invite a few other people to join me on the podcast, and start to look at some wider topics connected to emotional intelligence, maybe having a little look at the neuroscience and some associated practices that complement what we're doing here, and just, I don't know, anything else that might occur to me. So don't expect everything to be super serious, don't expect everything to be super polished, but hopefully, and this is my main aim, hopefully we'll have some fun doing this and explore some interesting territory. So when you're ready, tune into the first proper episode where I'm going to start to explain a bit more about what the ready list is and start you off on your path to learning it. So goodbye for now. I'm Sue Merry, and I hope to see you again in the next episode of the Ready List podcast. Thank you for listening.